Welcome to Dodgers Daily. Casey Porter here, joined by Coach Holt. And hey, Coach, good morning, and it's great to be a Dodger. It's a great day to be a Dodger, isn't it?
It's always a great day to be a Dodger, but certainly is when it's 7-2 and looking like everything we thought they're going to look like. And let's go. Let's get it going.
So give us your state of where this club's at, Coach, the strengths, the weaknesses, where you feel like, of course, obviously the record's great, the offense has been great, but just give us your overall, as we go into the Cubs series, your overall just kind of state of the union, if you will, of the Dodgers right now.
Well, I think, you know, they've proven to be what everyone thought they would be, you know, the powerhouse on offense. You know, Mookie's been an amazing, best player in the major leagues probably starting out, of course, you know, Will Smith's been hitting up a storm, and Freddie. I mean, those are probably the top three hitters we had right there. The offense has been amazing. You know, it's overcome and scored over five runs, I guess, in every game, at least five plus every game, kind of what we thought. Infield defense is still always going to be, it's always going to be a concern for now. It's when you have the offense you have, you can kind of overcome some of that stuff. Starting pitching's been good, you know. Outside of a couple of bad starts here and there. But I think the overall, if you just give the Dodgers a look at them right now, you know, A minus, B, something like that. As far, I still think they can even be much better than they are. I think the defense will get better. Lux will get, I think, well, the more reps he gets at second base, and Mookie, even at shortstop, the more reps they get. That's newer positions. And I think we're just going to have to kind of live with the Muncy defense. I don't think there's anything, you know, it's kind of been his deal forever, you know, but as long as he's a run producer like he's always been, they can live with that also. You know, and right now they're in great shape and just need to continue to progress towards where they're headed.
Two players so far hitting over 400, Mookie Betts 485, Will Smith at 406, and then Freddie Freeman 375. Man, that is a murderer's row.
That's awesome. It's great. Like we talked about Will before. I mean, you got those first three hitters right there. He's definitely going to see something to hit. And Will's an all-star catcher, hitter. There's a reason why the Dodgers went with a 10-year contract on him to tie him up, especially when they got, you know, a young stud coming up through the ranks. I noticed he's going to be in Tulsa this year, which is great. Get to watch him play. But, you know, at some point, something may have to happen there. But it's great to lock up Will right there. He's still young. He's healthy. He's good hitter, a very good catcher. So that's a good trim to see. And Mookie's superstar. Like I said, we love Mookie when he's with us, wherever he's at. If you're a baseball fan, you love Mookie Betts. I'd love to watch him every day.
Yeah, Dalton Rushing and Diego Cartaya will both start with Double-A Tulsa. Then you have Hunter Fiducia, Chris Oakey at the Triple-A level, and then obviously you just signed Will Smith to a 10-year contract. But the thing I like about those guys, Dalton Rushing especially, and Will Smith, they have a background playing infield. So there is a path to have maybe multiple guys on the field. And you know as well as I do, Coach, you put your best nine offensive players out there and you figure out where they can play defense, right?
No doubt about it. And, you know, I think Muncy was, you know, I know he got extension. I think it's 2 years. You know, in 2 years, I think you're, you know, if you look at progression, I think there's no doubt Rushing will probably be ready for the major leagues. If not before, it's definitely in 2 years. And if he's able, maybe he's a third baseman. Maybe he's a guy, you know, that seems – catchers can do that, especially for athletic catchers, which they all are anymore. You know, they're not really those old-timers walking around anymore. So, you know, that may be an option going in there the same way with all those guys, you know. But moving forward, you know, that's great that they may be able to play somewhere else. And that just makes the Dodgers that much better.
You mentioned on the last podcast, Coach, when you guys do a lot of BP, you and Coach Lees there. Coach Lees was the head coach at Washington State University. He was one of the main assistants under, I believe, is Pat Casey there.
Yes.
At Oregon State, who got that program, won, I believe, two national titles, something like that, and went to the World Series several different times. He was the key assistant at getting that Oregon State program going. He came to Oklahoma State, and then he was the head coach at Washington State. Now you get to work with him, luckily, every single day there at Stillwater High School. So I give that background to say you guys work on, hey, opposite field gap to pull gap, right? Right. If you're right-handed, right center to left center.
Yep.
If you're left-handed, left center to right center. That keeps you through the baseball. So, hey, we all know that Shohei Ohtani, he's going to be the elite hitter he always has been, right? But if I were to tell you he's pulling the ball 70% of the time, well, as a coach, you know, as a guy that's – worked with major league hitters, several major league hitters. You talk to Matt Holliday every single day about this. You work with a Division I coach that's worked with probably 30 to 40 major league hitters, and this is his philosophy. You've talked to the Rangers hitting coach. You know that guy, and you know his philosophy, and he's told you his philosophy. If I was to tell you that Shohei Ohtani is pulling the ball 70% of the time, what would you say about that?
I would think that that's going to end up being a problem. Thank God they don't have the shift anymore, or that would be a huge problem. But the guy is an elite talent. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, he's big and strong enough to drive the ball out the other way. There's no doubt about it. You know, you'd like to see him as a little high school coach here in Stillwater, Oklahoma. You'd love to see him, you know, gap to gap, you know, a directional back up the middle. Because when he gets a pitch he can pull, he's going to pull it a mile like he did the other day, the 430-footer, the first one, you know, as a Dodger. But he can hit one 430 the other way, you know. And I'm sure that the hitting coaches, I'm sure they're working with him on a daily basis. He's elite talent. There's no doubt about it. I'd personally 70% pull. You know, I mean, let's face it, you know, he's also in another league now. The guys are going to start sitting, you know, he's not in the American League anymore. And these guys are going to get the book on him. You start worrying if he's Deadpool, 70 plus, you know, like I say, Case, there's no secrets, you know, and they're definitely not when you're in the same league with these National League people. It's a new league for him, and guys are learning. You know, the guys we hadn't even played yet are preparing for that, you know. So that's an issue, but if he hits them 430 feet to right field, I guess it's not an issue. But as a little high school coach here, I look at that as a problem.
Yeah. I just wanted to bring that up and kind of get your thoughts on that. I noticed that the other day, and it was just something I felt like it was something that needed at least get brought up and get talked about. Actually, right now, the pull percentage is 65.5% for Ohtani. Here's the thing so all of your hits are in the middle of the field because that's the biggest part of the field, right? That's the area where the defense has the most to cover. He's only hitting the ball 13.8% of the time to the middle of the field. So I think if he were to start, you know, maybe get that middle percentage up to 25%, say, and then move that pull percentage down to 45%, I think then now you got a guy that's going to be hitting 330, 340, and then also hitting your 25, 30 home runs. I that's kind of the way I look at that.
Well, he's got a guy hitting right there with him in Freddie Freeman, who's the ultimate gap-to-gap guy. Yes. Doubles, 50-plus doubles. Freddie will still hit 20, 25 homers every year he plays, because he's the ultimate middle of the field guy. Wherever it's pitched, you know, he's going to hit it there. So, you know, learn from Freddie. Freddie's a veteran. You're with him every day. You're around the cage with him. You know, learn from him. Watch him because, you know, like I said, elite power, elite talent. Elite, you know, work ethic from all indications over the Dodgers. You know, I don't expect that continue to be a problem, but it could be in the long run as these guys in the National League start getting more of a quote unquote book on Ohtani, could be an issue.
Yep. Hey, you told me a long time ago, Coach. Hey, if you're going to be a 500 hitter, honestly, I'd rather have you be 2-for-4 every day than be 4-for-4 one day and then 0-for-4 the next. Whether you're good, bad, ugly, indifferent, whatever it may be. If I know what I'm going to get from you every single day, if I get consistency from you, I can coach around that. I can work game plans around that. I can build lineups around that. So the fact that the Dodgers offense, it's just that they're so good. You know, it's not that they're scoring so many runs. Like last year, they scored 1 million runs, but it felt like it was 15 one game and 0 the next.
Yes.
A lot of times. This year feels like it's way more consistent, which to me, it just kind of lowers your blood pressure, doesn't it?
Oh, there's no doubt about it, Case. In the day, well, I mean, you look at T. Oscar. I mean, he's got 4 homers already. I mean, hitting around the 260 level. You probably got that in front of you. But, you know, that's why the Dodgers have been so good. If the top of the order guys haven't been doing it, and I think Will Smith probably is as consistent as anybody, along with Mookie, and he uses the middle, big part of the field. Will's a middle-of-the-field guy, base hit here and there. But, you know, if you look up, the reason they have been so good offensively is Teoscar showed up. You know, we need Lux to be a better offensive player. I think he has been. I really feel like he'll hit better at some point, you know, in the defense. That's a whole other thing. But maybe he's overly worried about his defense and it's affecting his hitting. I don't know. I'm not with him every day. You never know. Could be.
There's bleed over, even with major leaguers. There's bleed over.
Absolutely. And we know he's a good offensive player and he's hitting in a good spot Bobby Orr down there nine hole, and you know, but Teoscar's been good. Teoscar is going to be what we thought he's going to be, and I think that's why their offense has been good on the nights. Maybe the big guys didn't have a big night. Somebody else picked up the slack, and that's what makes a great team, Case. Like I said, the consistency up and down the lineup, one through nine. You know, the Dodgers don't have any weak spots, to be real honest with you. I mean, I know Hayward just got hurt here. I hope you get him back pretty soon, but he's a, you know, major league hitter, been around a long time, understands the game, and he's going to be productive for the Dodgers as well. You know, like I said, the top of the order, everybody's going to pale in comparison if you look at those first three. But, you know, if they're hitting what they normally, and I think Teoscar's going to be what he's been in the past, a good offensive player and good defensively, and he's shown to be that, a good pickup for the Dodgers, and that's what the consistency up and down the lineup is what makes this lineup so impressive. So much fun to watch for us as Dodger fans, and so much fun for Dave Roberts to fit out a lineup card every day, I'm sure.
No doubt. Teoscar Hernandez, 257, OPS, 973, four home runs. So you are exactly right. He has been simply fantastic, been a great pickup for the Dodgers.
Yeah, and we talked about that when you got him. You had all the information in their case. I'm just chiming in, but you had done your research on him, and that's exactly what you talked about when they got him. And I think he's proven to be that guy. And, you know, that's a good pickup. You know, I mean, we looked around and threw some names out there. You know, like I said, these guys, these front office guys of the Dodgers are some of the best in the big leagues, and they prove it all the time. And, you know, if things get lined out there, you know, and luck starts hitting like we know he's capable of hitting, and some things along that line, and we get Hayward back, or, you know, hopefully we'll be able to pick. We always love Chris Taylor and Kike. You always got those guys over those that can play anywhere, that can fill in and do great things for you. So that's I think that's what the great thing about the Dodgers is. I can't see them going into a prolonged slump. There's just too much there offensively, even if the pitching's down a little bit.
The thing about it is, it's like scouting and then also development. It's not what, hey, it's like with being a scout. It's not, hey, what is this guy right now? It's, hey, if he gets in the Dodgers developmental system, if he gets in our winning culture, our positive culture. I tweeted the other day that if you're around the Dodgers at all, what you'll hear all the time is some version of a quote. As a matter of fact, I've heard this direct quote probably 10 to 15 times. Negative thinkers don't make it in the game of baseball. It's too big of a game of failure. So it's not about what is this guy right now. It's about if we get him into our positive work environments, our elite instruction, and we get him around other guys that are like that, and then in a winning environment, what can that player become? They do it all the time with guys like Austin Gauthier in their minor league system where they develop guys into major leaguers. Chris Taylor, Max Muncy are perfect examples of that. Teoscar Hernandez, I think James Paxton's going to be that guy. So the Dodgers do a great job of finding maybe a mentality of a guy that they feel like they can tap into, a skill set they feel like they can work with. They get him in their culture, and then they just turn him into to great major leaguers. I mean, even to a much smaller extent. We saw Nabil Chris Matt and Denelson Lamet. I mean, they do this kind of stuff with these guys all the time, don't they?
Well, the great thing about it, you look at a guy, like you mentioned, Paxton, those new pitchers coming over, they got to say, there's the days I'm not at my best, I still got a chance of winning. And that's not the case at forever major league team. As
great
you mentioned,
point.
Case,
I mean, that relaxes you knowing you're going to get five runs, the pitcher, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Even if I'm down three or four, these cats are going to pick me up. So just keep your mindset, you know, keep pitching. And it's got to make those guys feel good when they take the mound, you know. I don't have to be perfect every day I'm out here. Just give ourselves a chance to win. We got a great defense. You know, we got a great athletes on the field. Like you said, the mentality, we don't take that into account so much. Even on the high school level, Case, is environment. You know, culture. Like you mentioned, culture, the environment they're in. Not only for athletes, but for just for kids in general at a school. Environment is such big for all of us, from the little kids on up to adult and multi-million-dollar major league players. You know, that's such a big thing. What they're around every day, what kind of environment. They walk in a clubhouse, you know, from all indications, the Dodgers clubhouse is amazing. You know, I mean, from all indications, Jason Hayward, Freddie Freeman, all the, you know, Mookie, from all indications, that is a strong punt for the Dodgers to come in there. And like you mentioned, from minor leagues on up, you know, the culture there from Henny and all those guys up in the minor leagues are doing great jobs with those ball clubs. And it's just a great way. And in the minor, you know, in spring training, a lot of those guys are all around each other all the time. Yeah. You know, then when they split, you know, go to their Tulsa, Oklahoma City, wherever else they're going. You know, but that culture, they live it every day. And even if you're in a slump and you walk in the clubhouse and Freddie's tapping on the back, hey, don't worry about it, you know, whatever. You know, you got these guys you can lean on. True professionals, true outstanding men. It's just got to make you feel much better about your situation. And like you said, it's not – if you're on a major league team, you're a major leaguer. But let's don't kid ourselves. Not every environment, not every clubhouse is the same. You know, you don't. Some of them, I'm not in them. I'm just assuming because it's like that way everywhere. There's some of them that are probably don't have that type of culture. A little bit more of a culture that's a little bit more downtrodden. You know, even here in the early stages. So the Dodgers are very lucky. It's always been that way. I go back to Garvey, Santelopes back in the old days when I was growing up and watching those guys that started in minor leagues. Those guys, Tommy, to sort of coach those guys in minor leagues as they're coming up, and we know how that went. They just came up to big leagues together, and the rest is history. And you know, but the Dodgers culture has been around a long time.
It certainly has been. Hey, tell me if I'm blowing this a little bit too out of proportion, because it's very early. It's 162 games. It's 6 months. It is a marathon, no doubt about it. But when you're able to go beat your arch rival, an NL West rival, a team that maybe has new hope for 2024, and you're able to throw out a bullpen game with Ryan Yarbrough, who's throwing barely 90 miles an hour, and you're able to beat their dude, right, in Logan Webb, to me, that's a statement that you guys aren't nearly as good as we are this year. Go ahead and be third or fourth place, but you are not going to be anywhere as close to the Dodgers. I felt like that was a real statement the Dodgers made in that game.
There's no doubt about it, even though it's early. And, you know, I mean, the Giants can be looking at credit to them. They've made some great moves this year, and I think they're improved a lot. But they got to be looking, first of all, like you said, the Dodgers. How great was Yarbrough the other day, man? He got, what, 4 or 5 innings. I don't know exactly what it was, but he was awesome there in the bullpen game. You're able to use him. But they also got to be looking up there going, hey, don't forget about the Padres. Hey, and by the way, there's a team called the Diamondbacks was in the World Series last year. This division is loaded. You know, credit to them. The Giants didn't sit there and just stand pat. I'll give them credit. They went out and got some guys that can help them. And, you know, and they're going to be a good ball club. But this division, I mean, you got the big boys Dodgers up there. But, you know, like I said, the Diamondbacks did their thing last year. And the Padres, we know how talented they are. You know, so, you know, this thing ain't going away anywhere. But that is I totally agree with it. That's a true statement, you know, right off the bat to sweep you guys, you know, when you're feeling good about yourself. And like you said, you got your dude against our bullpen game, and we give you a spanking. So that is a big statement for the Dodgers.
That is a big statement. Okay, so if I were to ask you, what are some of the things that you're the most concerned about? What are some of the things you're most excited about? What are the things that, to this point, absolutely don't surprise you because they've gone exactly like you thought they would? What would you say those things are for Coach Hull right now?
Well, I'm always going to go back to infield defense. I have a little concern with the starting pitching, but I think it's shown it's going to be solid, you know. And then we start getting some of our guys back. Hopefully, they're 100% when we get them back. I know Buehler's starting out doing some AAA stuff, and he's getting closer. So, you know, I think the starting pitching has proven it's going to be. You know, I had some concerns their case because we didn't know some stuff. There's still some stuff we don't know. And those guys injured are going to be when they get back. But you know, infield defense, I'm preaching to the choir here, I know, but the infield defense is always going to be a concern. And I think the Dodgers are what we thought they were going to be offensively. And I can even say, I think you can get better. You know, this fight, Mookie's not going to hit 500 all year, but, you know, Mookie is going to be a high 300 hitter, you know. But some of those other guys are going to hit better. You know, I'll be shocked if Lux don't hit better. He's not a 200 major league hitter. I'll be shocked if he don't hit better. So some of the other guys are going to hit better. It's going to level out, but I think what we're not surprised at, this is a tremendous offensive team with so many ways they can hurt you. And I think that's a strong point, and I think, you know, we're just going to continue. I'm sure the infield defense is a daily base. I'm sure the infield coaches out there every day working drill work with those guys and getting their pregame workouts in. So I feel confident that'll get better also. Mookie's an elite talent. He'll get better and better the more shortstop he plays. He just hadn't played there very much. The same way with Lux at second. So, you know, they just need some time there. I think Muncy is what he is at third base. I mean, he's going to put the work in, try to do it, but he's just not going to be a great third baseman, but he's a run producer. And he continues to do that. I think, you know, we're still going to see him. He's a very valuable member of the team, but I think that's in a nutshell pretty easy. I'm not, like I said, that's nothing earth shattering there. Great offense, and infield defense is a concern.
Yep. And going to the Cubs and to play at Wrigley Field, it's always cool to get to see two iconic brands like that in an iconic stadium like Wrigley Field. That's going to be a lot of fun, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I always love the Cubs. Of course, you know, Case, back in the day when you're a youngster, and you every day you could see the Cubs and the Braves. Yeah. You know, I didn't really like the Braves because they were too good and they were in the Dodgers division. So I'd watch it every day because I'm a baseball guy. I loved it. But, you know, every afternoon, you know, before they had lights, Harry Carey hammering some Budweiser's and Steve Stone in the booth and watching Cubs day games, it was awesome. And it's iconic. You know, it's Major League Baseball. You know, the ivy on the walls and the fans, the, you know, the apartment buildings across the street, you know, now with bleachers on top of them. And I've been there once. I want to go back. It's just a great environment. It's baseball. And for the Dodgers going there and the Cubs, and it's going to be a packed house. It's going to be nuts in Wrigleyville. And this is what it's all about right here. And I'm sure the Chicago fans, they're very knowledgeable, very rabid fans. They can't wait for the Dodgers coming there too. They're looking forward to this series, I bet.
No doubt about that. Been to Wrigley Field before and rode the L train and got over there. And that's a really cool, got off at Addison Street. That is one of the most iconic setups in all of baseball and the history of baseball. So going to be a lot of fun. What are you looking for? Are you looking forward to seeing Michael Bush again? Maybe a Yency Almonte?
Yes, I'd love to. He's doing well over there. And yeah, that'd be great to see. I mean, of course, you're talking about going to Wrigley. Me and Smalley's one of the wins, you know, Todd. Yeah. So you can imagine what that trip was like.
Oh, yeah.
We had a good time going in there and checking it out. But
no Bud Lights or anything, did you?
No. I think it was was it Old Style? What is there? It's Old Style or something up there. It's a different beer. But anyway, you didn't know. Yeah, we might have had some peanuts and a soft drink. Maybe. But, yeah, probably did. But we did ride the train. That was pretty cool from downtown. But, no, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, good for Bush. You know, if things are going good there for him. And that's what you talked about, because you got a relationship with a lot of these young kids because your work down with the Dodgers and the things you do here on your podcast. You have a relationship with those guys, and I know it makes you proud, happy. You'd love to see them in Dodger blue, but you'd love to see those kids getting their chance.
You mentioned that the NOS is going to be good. I think for a team as talented as the Dodgers, I think they're going to need challenges like that. So I think that the fact that the Braves are so good, the Phillies, and then also the NL West is going to be good. Mm-hmm. I think that's a positive thing for the Dodgers because the amount of talent they have constructed in this roster, I think they're going to need challenges like that to stay sharp.
Oh, it's going to be nuts. I mean, I like it. You know, they're not going to be any push-up. You know, every day they take the field. Of course, it's Major League Baseball. There's no easy days off or anything like that in this league and this level. But, yeah, day in and day out, the one they're going to play the most of, the teams in their division, it's going to be tough. Even the Giants, even though we took them three, you know, there wasn't any runaways in there. They got a good ball club, and we know the Padres are highly talented.
Nah, the Giants suck, man.
Okay. I'll put my dog
in. I'm going to go contrarian on you with that one. They suck.
Well, they'll be fourth place.
Okay,
They're looking at fourth. They're not going to beat the D-backs or the Padres. The D-backs and Padres are playing for second. So, you know,
some reason I don't hate the D-backs like I do the Padres.
No,
the
Giants.
I don't have that venom for them for some reason.
No, I'm like you. The Padres and Giants, I don't. Of course, by our birthright, Case, being a Dodger fan, you have to hate the Giants, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. But, you know, the Padres are kind of rubbing everybody the wrong way. But, you know, they haven't done anything yet. They act like they have. They haven't done anything yet. I'll just say it. So.
Yeah.
We'll see.
All right, Coach. Hey, great to see your face this morning, and thanks for joining, Coach.
All right, man. Can't wait to do it again, and go Dodgers.
All right, love you, Coach. We will see you next time that you get to join. And for everybody who has tuned in, I want to say thank you for tuning in, and go Dodgers.